But I want to start here with, and I think something that we kind of missed the mark with on the messaging, is that by and large, we have phenomenal teachers here in Arkansas, and certainly in North Central Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I'm a product of the public school system here in Mountain Home. And I feel like a lot of times our teachers just feel like they're just getting pummeled over the head. Mm-hmm. And that if your kids aren't learning, that it's because you got a horrible teacher or a horrible school district. Mm-hmm. And I think it's the same thing a lot of our law enforcement might feel when they feel like their backs to the corner and that everything that's going wrong must be, you know, law enforcement's fault. And that's simply not true. We got great teachers that are doing their level best and working under very difficult circumstances. And I think the hard thing is you've got kids that come from backgrounds and environments that you've got parents, if you can call them that, that can't even take care of themselves, let alone be responsible for another human being.
And let's talk about that. In one classroom, you might have an entire classroom full of children that, you know, may have those struggles at home.
Sure.
And then across the hall, it's a classroom that has full parental support. You know, the kids are testing at the highest level possible. Well, the teachers can't decide who's in their classroom and who's not, yet a child's test scores will now reflect on their monetary gains. How is that fair to our teachers?
You know, I don't want to sit there and say that everything's fair. I think that you could point to anything and say, is it inherently equitable?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just with education, but almost anything. And I'm not going to sit here and mislead anybody to say that everything is inherently equitable. And I think when you take on a big wholesale change like Arkansas Learns that you're geared towards our public schools, the whole focus is to try to improve, the academic achievements and scores of our students in our public schools. And Arkansas, like almost every other state, is falling woefully below what I think our mm-hmm. society's large expects. Now, to put that completely on the shoulders of our teachers or our schools, I don't think is always fair. Now, are there bad teachers out there? Yes. Are there some poorly run schools out there? Yes. Are there bad members? Are there bad politicians out there? Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can't just take a few and use a broad brush to paint that as the whole. And so in all of this, I think this happens when you have points of disagreement. And so for Arkansas Learns, there are very few teachers that I've spoken to over the years that, you know, that had support for vouchers or homeschooling. And, you know, and I understand their points of opposition. Now, for me, as a conservative, I come back to say, is limited the options of the parents and the students the right response to that? And I had a teacher at the, when Representative Painter and I were visiting with some folks, teachers, a few weeks ago, she was telling me about, she's got about 5 or 6 students in her class that take up a large portion of her time. I said, well, what about the other 25 students in this class that aren't getting that attention? And so I don't know that there's a silver bullet. I don't know that Arkansas Learns is just inherently just the one thing, silver bullet is going to fix everything that's wrong within, you know, within our education system. But my hope is, and I believe that it will go further mm-hmm. to improving test scores and improving overall educational outcomes mm-hmm. for more students, or I wouldn't have voted for it.